Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I would imagine that most people don't even know how many things in their home were made in China. Americans buy a lot of Chinese goods. So, in fact, the American economy and American consumers are really affected by Chinese currency and how it's valued, even though you don't realize it. Chinese currency could start to get a little more expensive in the coming days or weeks. And that's good news for American manufacturers, definitely good news for President Obama. May not be good news for you when you go to the store. How exactly does this affect us? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a moment, and you are guaranteed to understand. We're joined now first for the headlines on this story, though, by Keith Bradger. He's the Hong Kong bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Keith, good morning. You have discovered from someone that we're actually may get resolution on this issue, the undervaluing of Chinese currency, within 2 weeks.
I haven't said 2 weeks specifically, but I think my understanding from people with knowledge of the emerging consensus in Beijing is that the Chinese government is preparing to announce in the coming days that it will allow its currency to strengthen slightly and also vary more from day to day.
And do we have any idea on the details of that, or is that just the beginning and end of what we know?
Beyond that, there's several broad points that are known. One is that they really have ruled out the kind of sharp appreciation of the sort that many in Washington have been calling for, whether it's the International Monetary Fund, which has said that the renminbi is substantially undervalued, whether it's some of the Washington economists who've used numbers of even 20 to 40% undervalued. And the Chinese have made clear that that kind of a big revaluation is not in the cards, that they're looking for something more at the margins. In addition, the Chinese have made clear that they're concerned about the possibility of more speculative investments into China, and so they want some fluctuations day to day after a new currency policy is announced, so as to make clear that buying renminbi is not a one-way bet, that the currency can go down as well as up against the dollar. So they want a more flexible currency as well as some small move towards a stronger currency.
Well, within minutes of your story hitting the New York Times website, the yuan shot up on futures markets, which I assume means that people are taking seriously how broad the effect this is going to have on the global economies.
There are a lot of traders who did place bets through the forwards markets that we will see a stronger renminbi. Now, that said, I guess the 12-month forwards are suggesting that the renminbi will be 3% stronger 12 months from now than it is now. So the expectation is not for a radical strengthening of the Chinese currency, but for some strengthening, yes.
Okay, Keith Bradger is the Hong Kong bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. His story appears on their website. Let's now get some, simpler insights into this story from Craig Medico. He's an economics teacher at Schreiber Public High School in Port Washington, New York. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very good.
So you teach students for whom the Chinese economy is pretty much going to dominate their lives in terms of economy in their futures. Would you agree?
Exactly. That's absolutely correct.
And yet, if you were to come into them and hand them this New York Times piece about the negotiations over the strengthening or undervaluing of the yuan and how that's affected futures markets, they would zone out.
They would zone out. They would put their heads on their desks. They would give up early and wait for me to explain everything to them.
Okay.
That's typically what would happen.
All right. Well, that would probably have been me if I were in your high school class. So I'm hoping you can kind of simplify this for us. Tell me how you explain this, its significance, and how you make these kids interested.
All right. Well, the first thing you have to do is make it as simple as possible. And the students have to understand, why would they ever want a yuan in the first place? So say Johnny's in the market for a new computer. well, why would you want to buy a Chinese-made computer? Well, it looks relatively cheaper than, say, a U.S.-made computer. But before that computer can be purchased in the United States, he must exchange his dollars for Chinese yuans. Now, when he goes to the foreign exchange market to exchange his dollars for yuans, what he's doing is he's giving up his U.S. dollars. He's increasing the supply of U.S. dollars in the foreign exchange market. Now, whenever you go to the store and there's a greater supply of any product, what happens to the price?
It goes down.
Right, right. Well, so that's what should happen here. The dollar should depreciate up against the yuan. And on the other side, Johnny's demanding yuan. And when there's greater demand for a product, prices rise.
Right, I get that.
Right. Right. So the Chinese government knows that, and they have loved that. And they love that we demand their goods because that's what fuels their economy, their net exports, and their gross domestic product. So as long as their goods look relatively less expensive, we'll keep buying them. So to offset that appreciation of the yuan up to this point, China buys U.S. securities. They buy treasury bonds. But before they can do that, they have to buy U.S. dollars first. So they increase the supply of the yuan to the foreign exchange markets. Now there's a greater quantity of yuan, which keeps the value of the yuan at that one U.S. dollar, 6.83 or 6.82, I believe it closed at yesterday, keeping the exchange rate pegged right there. So now what this means if China allows the yuan to rise, and from what I hear, the stats are anywhere from a slow 5%, and then American manufacturers saying that the yuan really is 40% undervalued. But the American goods, say computer accessories, might look more attractive to the Chinese if the yuan appreciates against the dollar.
If they let it happen naturally.
Right, exactly.
But
if it was
not
allowed to float up against the dollar, as they say. And that greater demand for U.S. goods would ultimately increase demand for U.S. dollars and increase demand for American jobs. Now, the debate is this going to be thousands of American jobs or would it be millions of American jobs if it was allowed to float freely?
Yeah, well, that's one question that's not going to be settled for quite some time. Craig Medico explaining it for us. He's an economics teacher at Schreiber High School in Port Washington, New York. Did everybody get that? It's going to be a quiz. Okay, not really.